Hey, it's Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Dan.
Dan, don't you have a last name that is Anche? Is it Anche?
It is. That's my last name for sure. That's what it feels like sometimes, right?
Dan and Shay. Dan's online, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
How you guys doing?
Hey, all right, listen. Now that Shay's not here, dude, what kind of name is Shay? I just want to ask.
Actually, it's funny. His real name is James. And, you know, anytime we, like, you know, go to the airport or something, they're like, James Mooney. And he, like, sometimes doesn't respond to it because he's so used to hearing Shay. But his first name is James. But I guess Dan and James didn't sound as cool. So next time you guys see Shay, like, blow him up and be like, hey, what's up, James? And
so be all calling him of, that. Because I like the name Shay, but it's like, I want the name, like, for me. Like,
totally,
if I was to change
totally.
My name, it's a badass name.
Hey, you should use it. You can
I
make
think
it
I
happen.
Will.
And then we'll make him go back to James.
That'd be awesome. I don't want to infringe on your career, man. You're doing too good.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. It's very kind of you. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. You are how close to number one? You're this close. I have my fingers this close together.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I can almost see them. That's perfect. That's awesome. We're almost there. It's awesome. We're so thankful for you guys and, you know, the support of all of our country radio friends and our fans. You know, our fans have been with this song since day one, since the day we put the record out. You know, we saw the tweets blown up saying, hey, like, this song is a smash. You guys got to put it out as a single. And, you know, we always tend to listen to our fans. They named the album, and we were like, cool, let's put it out. And it seemed to work. It's sitting there. It's right on the edge right now. So we appreciate you guys being for us in the final hours.
Of course. Does it make you nervous? Like, I don't know. Different things make people nervous. Like, some people can't talk in a microphone. I'm like, I'm fine. I've never had something go close to number one. So I don't know how one would feel.
It does make you a little bit nervous. I think this is a new experience for us because this is the first song that we ever recorded that we didn't write. We moved to Nashville because we're big fans of country music and songwriters. And we had this pact, you know, since we started this, songwriters, we're like, you know what, as, you know, we put out albums as artists, we need to always let the best song win. We owe that to country radio. We owe it to our fans. And this song, it came in at 7 in the morning, the day we were recording our album, the
wow.
first few songs on the album. And it knocked another song out. So we won't talk about that one, but it knocked that one out. We were like, this, I had my buddy, he sent it to me, just emailed it right over at 7 a.m. And I was like, dude, this song is crazy. Like, it would be an honor for us to record this song. And I sent it over to Shay. He was still sleeping. So he got back to me a few hours later. By then, we had already recorded it. So we were just going to ask for forgiveness later. But he loved the song right off the bat. It was all good. And, you know, the song just turned out great. And, you know, when it came time to pick our second single off the record, we were like, you know what? We don't have to be the guys who sit here and say we always write the best song. You know, we pride ourselves in being songwriters. And, you know, we've written most of our songs in the past. But like I said, we owe it to the fans to put the best material out, and this was the best song. And there's a new pressure because having the song up here is like none of the guys who wrote the song have had a number one yet. And
wow.
You know, it's always a special thing for us. We'll never take the feeling for granted, but you want to get it for those guys. You want to bring it home, and they're all buddies of ours too, which would be really cool to celebrate if we can make it happen. So knock on wood, but it's a newfound pressure. You know, there's always pressure. It's always nerve-wracking, but this time around especially. But I feel good about it. I feel confident.
I want to go back to one thing you said in that interview. 7 a.m.? Dude, you're a musician. What are you doing
at
7 a.m.?
I don't know. I'm a musician. I'm all, you know, all kinds of things. I'm a dog feeder, a dog walker, all those things. So I'm up at all hours of the day, all hours of the night. And, yeah, it's crazy. I love how Nashville works. It's, you know, it's very family-oriented. So people wake up early. The studio sessions start usually at about 9, so I try to get there early and, you know, prep some tracks and prep my sessions before we get in there and start making noise. But, you know, it's done. You're done before dinner time because people, you know, value having a family and being able to go home.
Wait, is Shay like this? Because, see, Jackie and I are the opposite. Jackie and I travel a lot, and when I wake up, I like to get up early, take the shower,
yep.
have the coffee, go back to bed for
okay.
a half an hour. Jackie, the moment her feet hit the floor, dude, she's
yeah, my
on
eyes
you.
Are open.
Like,
I'm out.
Yeah. If her she's eyes rocking. Are open, she's on the move. I am not a morning person. You sound like you are.
I am a morning person, but Shay, he can. So we like try to divide and conquer our days. He's up till like 4 in the morning. I'm not sure like necessarily what he's doing until 4
I'm with
in the
him.
Morning,
I know
but,
what he's doing. It's nothing,
yeah.
and it's fantastic.
That's true. That's true. But I respect what you're saying there with a coffee nap. In college, I had a buddy who did that. and it seemed to work out pretty well for him. So you get the caffeine, and then you go back, and you wake up with a nice buzz.
Yeah, and I don't even necessarily go to sleep. I just, hang out there with my wet hair and okay. my cup of coffee, and it's friggin' awesome.
That's awesome. I envy
the morning people. I get nothing done before noon, and I'm not even exaggerating.
I look forward to, it's a different, it's a lifestyle change for me. I used to be I still like having myself a drink, or a cold beer, but I look forward to having I was talking about this with Thomas Rhett the other day. It's like our favorite part of the day is having a nice coffee in the morning,
It's
get the day going. I love the flavor. I love the caffeine buzz. I could go
Huge
into it for
fan.
Hours, but I look forward, and I'm an old man. I'm ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. So, yeah,
I like to be in my comfy clothes by 8, but I'm not going to sleep then. I'll act like I am.
Going comfy is everything to me.
I'm good with that.
It's awesome. And just zoning out, chilling on the couch. Yeah, this is
Huge
great.
Fan.
This is my favorite interview ever, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Well, now we know what we can do next time we see each other. We'll drink coffee and put our feet up. It'll be fantastic.
Hey, I'm so in. I'm so in for that. That's awesome. My favorite. I live 98% of my life in comfy clothes. And, when I have to put on jeans or, dress like a real person, it's pretty tough.
I know.
It's tough to bring myself
yeah.
to that.
I got you.
But,
you should see what I'm wearing now. Well, don't.
Well.
But I know. Well, it's comfy. Who's going to see me? I
need comfy
Dan
for you.
Coming in.
That's awesome. They're just imagining you in full dress, full outfit, rocking. But
she's in a nightgown.
I live my life in, either gym shorts or sweatpants, and we're good to go. I put on jeans for the 75 minutes that we're on stage, and the minute I'm out, I'm back to comfy again.
Boom. Love it. Hey, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say this. Congratulations to your Penguins, man.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. It was one heck of a celebration for me. It was awesome. I was able to go to a few games. We actually took the bus up to Pittsburgh for Game 5. And then I was in hostile territory. I got my driver's license says Nashville, Tennessee now, but I can't bail on the hometown.
I know.
My family would definitely have disowned me if I rooted for the Predators in this situation. I'd pull for them, but I had to root for my Pens, and I was there to see them raise the cup. And
wait, did they
call.
Raise the cup? Because there was a rumor they raised a giant whistle.
Come on.
I knew you'd like it. Still your favorite interview of all time?
Yeah, maybe it's going downhill quick. Oh, man. That's harsh. I could take it, though. I could take it, being from the City of Champions and all. It's all good. Oh.
I got you. I feel it. I felt it.
In addition to watching the game, I went home. I celebrated at the game. I sat next to Shania Twain.
I know you did, you name dropper.
Yeah. Hey, Abby, my wife was the one who posted it on the internet, so she put it out there in the universe. It's all good. That was, the coolest moment. I felt... I got some real brownie points for that one. But after the game, I went home, and I was in bed watching the post game. I went comfy immediately upon going home. Two steps into the door, I'm comfy.
There you go.
I get a call from my friend who's in the Penguins organization, and she's like, "You want to come drink beer out of the Stanley Cup?" And I'm yes.
Oh, yes, get yes. out.
Sure do.
Yeah, we didn't end up drinking beer out of it, but we did. I did get my hands on it. I raised it. It was one of the best nights of my life and a very late night for me. And I'm still recovering from it, actually. But it was pretty dang cool. Got to meet all the players and do the thing. So, felt a little guilty celebrating in Music City. But
maybe next year we'll know what that's like. We came awfully friggin' close.
Yes, that's true.
It's an amazing
series. It was
series.
Special.
You, my friend, I should let you go so you can track Shay down. Tell him we talked about his name.
We're changing it.
Yeah, we're
Dan
changing.
And James going for
I'm
number
stealing
one.
It. Dan and James. You have so many alternative names between your alternative band names. What's Smyers and Mooney?
Yeah, we could do that. Daniel James, James and Dan, I don't know. We might just want to stick to Dan and Shay.
I think you might. All right, I won't steal his name. I'm going to let you, it must be your bedtime right about now, so you go, Grandma.
We're getting close.
Dan, congratulations so much on a song that we're just going to tip it over to that number one. We'll see if we can just tip it right over there, slip it right in.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys always being in our corner. We love you.
From Dan and Shay, Daniel. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
The album is obsessed. The tune is How Not To on The Big Time.